You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, March 7th, 2017, week 195 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stusk.
You can hear the uncertainty in my voice.
I'm not sure
if it was like week 195 or week 196. I'm just losing count now. But one thing I'm sure of is today is Tuesday, so that means it's the leftovers.
Yes.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's do it. Let's talk about them. We got one of the Godzilla sequel titled Godzilla King of Monsters has cast another role. Vera Farmiga has been cast as Millie Bobby Brown's character's mother.
Yeah. So
I think we got that. What's his name?
Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler is her father. So.
What a weird couple.
Yeah.
Like Friday Night Lights meets People vs. O.J. Simpson meets Stranger Things, or have Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Because that's all these people are to me. They're previous roles
that I know them as, that I've seen. Yeah. Not even maybe their most famous roles, but the ones I know them as.
Yeah. Because I think Vera Farmiga has something else. She was cast in something else, right? After O.J.
Vera Farmiga.
She was like the lawyer.
No. That's what's her name? Marsha Clark's the character. Paulson.
Oh shit. Vera Farmiga is Bates Motel.
Conjuring.
Yeah.
The Departed. Yeah. Orphan. Did a lot of horror.
Yeah, Orphan. That's the one I saw her in.
Oh, Source Code.
The Judge.
The Judge I've had.
In the Air.
Not ringing a bell though.
What? She's Norma Bates in Bates Motel.
Yeah, what was Sarah Paulson? We talked. Oh, Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
That was tough. Boom. Got it. Nice. With the help of the editor. Cool.
So yeah, awesome. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, the cast
as long as they
is
don't
coming
focus too much.
On yeah, the you gotta give me some more monsters. You gotta have more Godzilla than the last Godzilla movie.
And I'm hoping since they call him King of Monsters that he fights a bunch of them.
Yes.
Like Royal Rumble style.
That's what it looks like King Kong's gonna be doing.
Yeah, there's weird dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's a lot of
native
monsters
people and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. So last week we were talking about all these weird World War II propaganda films
yes.
that were popping up on Netflix.
Exactly. We had a lot of questions.
This might answer it. So there's this movie coming out called Five Came Back on Netflix. It's a Netflix original documentary on the impact of World War II on five filmmakers. And a lot of those propaganda films that came up on the first of the month are from these directors.
Ah, okay. So there's a movie about...
There's a movie about the directors who made these movies.
Ah, okay.
That's with the Negro Soldier.
Yes.
Wait, Japan,
so they were all different directors that did all each of those different movies?
No, like some of them did
multiple
the same ones. And
okay.
Stuff,
so. That does answer some question.
Yeah.
You need to watch that to find out.
In the Heights, Lin-Manuel Miranda's huge musical hit before Hamilton is becoming a movie, and Jay-Z is going to produce the film adaptation.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, man.
He's on a tear.
Everything's coming up him.
Except for the Oscars.
True. Moana?
Yeah, you should know. No, Best Original Song.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been the youngest EGOT winner. He won.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Where's that stupid song from La La Land?
They had to give La La Land something.
But see, I think that's the problem, is they nominated the wrong song. Ushogun,
They got two songs, though.
Oh,
Moana did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they only got one.
See, they should have done it with We Know the Way. I think that song's a stronger song than I've been waiting on the world of water.
Yeah.
I can remember. That song. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly how it goes. I mean, it is weird. Did you watch the Oscars?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the Oscars.
Shouldn't we talk about it on
Reviewed?
Wednesday or Friday?
We're gonna talk about one of the things.
I think they should have nominated the Rock song where he says,
yeah, which Lin-Manuel Miranda also wrote.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. But it was weird because like he did this rap. Lin-Manuel Miranda did this rap before Moana's song.
Yes.
I barely watched the I'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
But there was a bit the Rock did. He's like he sung a little bit of the song. Well, he introduced Lin-Manuel Miranda introducing, performing, and then her going on.
Yeah. Alien Covenant, a poster came out.
Boom.
It's the egg. It says hide. And there's the egg.
Yeah.
Or the paw.
Coming to get you.
Yeah.
Oh, we saw that trailer too.
Yeah, we forgot to write that one down, but I don't know. That trailer's nutso.
Very nutso. And then we got Trolls 2 news. Trolls 2 is coming in 2020. Surprising it's going to take that long to make another Trolls movie.
They're going
to
see what they can do with merchandise, I think.
Yeah, see how much they can move and be like, oh, okay.
Look at some of the data and be like, what character should we focus on?
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, who knows what Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake are up to for the next 3 years.
Yeah, but like animated movies, it's easy to do them.
Yeah.
Does anybody like turn down animated movie roles, like sequels?
Seems like too much work. They're too busy.
Yeah, like what's like a sequel to a well-made animated movie where someone's like, no, they couldn't come to terms.
I can tell you.
Okay, let me know.
Well, they didn't say no, but the studio said no.
And studio said, that's a different thing. I'm saying the one that they actually made.
Return of Jafar, Robin Williams.
Did he not? Was he not in that movie? Really?
Because they had the argument? Because he said he would do the movie as long as they didn't use him in any of the promotion because he was... What movie was coming out? Another movie that was coming out, and he didn't want it to compete. And then it turns out that they made like all this merchandise, and the poster had Genie on it, and it said Robin Williams and everything. So,
oh, they hid the fact?
Yeah, they went against. It was like a handshake agreement.
Wow.
And so he's like, "I'm not going to do the second one," and then he came back and did the third one because.
I didn't know any of that.
I forgot. Michael Eisner, I believe, at the time he was CEO of Disney. At the time, he bought like Robin Williams, like a Picasso or something.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun fact. It's weird that relationship. Like, yeah, that Robin Williams Genie thing.
He like didn't want it. Like he want. I forgot what movie. Must have been, I think it was Toys.
Mm-hmm.
That came out like around the same time, and like that was his passion project or something like that.
Yeah. I don't think
it must have been that. That didn't help because that movie sucked.
Yeah.
But he felt really betrayed by it.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
Casey Affleck is a piece of shit.
Okay.
So he won Oscar. And then I didn't know any of this. Did you know any of this?
What?
Like he was accused of like sexual misconduct and stuff?
I didn't read about it, but like, I heard whisper. I guess I heard about it, but I didn't like.
I heard about it, and then I like looked way into it at work on my same computer that I looked up Charlie Chaplin.
I
want to
see like your history on your work computer.
Oh, it's very deleted. So it was like he like tried to like first when they were making You're Still Here, that Joaquin Phoenix faux documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there were women there, and there was some musician from some band, and like he was like sexually harassing these women who were working on the movie, and he didn't stop them. He was actually egging the guy on and told him to keep doing it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there was like another time where they're in a hotel room, and I guess some woman was asleep, so he like was in his shirt and underwear, and he like got in bed with her and stuff like that. And he would say lewd comments and stuff. I don't know. It was all this stuff. So, then I think it was the Boston Globe after he won the Oscar was like, how do you feel by people like protesting your win and stuff by not applauding? Brie Larson famously didn't clap And
she had to give him the
Oscar. She had to give him the Oscar. And like the year before, she was like shaking hands with like sexual assault victims, mm-hmm. survivors. I shouldn't say victims, survivors. And so she didn't clap, and people. So he said in this interview, "I believe that any kind of mistreatment of anyone for any reason is unacceptable and abhorrent, and everyone deserves to be treated with respect in the workplace and everywhere else." I find that a little fucked up. And then he says, "There's really nothing I can do about it," he added, "other than live my life the way I know I live it and to speak to what my own values are and how I try to live by them all the time." Oh, yeah. So I forgot to add, he settled out of court with these women who brought this lawsuit against
him. That's what famous people do.
Yeah.
Famous rich people always get away with this kind of stuff.
Should we assume that settling is guilt? Michael Jackson famously settled out of court. What's that one dude, the director of Brian?
I mean, not in all cases, but it's like...
Brian Singer?
Oh, yeah.
I think he settled out of court.
Like, that's the problem. Like, even if it didn't happen, like, sometimes it's easier to make it go away by doing that. But I feel like I can't think of an example where that is, like, widely believed that, oh, they're just been trying to make it go away. Because most of the time, people think it happened. It pretty much probably did some version. But then you can see, like, obviously people are easy targets.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm assuming this shit happened. But.
Especially with how he looks now.
But then there's, like. He looks but then you weird. Hear the shit, like, about, like, Louis and stuff. And you're like, what the hell?
That's true.
It's like, I don't know what's real. But, like, a lot of people. I think more people talk about that one than this one.
Yeah.
And that's really messed
up. But that's because I think the this sounds weird. But the people around the Louis thing are all also famous.
Yeah.
Where this is like producer, like they're like not like celebrities that are saying it. Like you'd have to, Casey Affleck would be an idiot. True. If he tried to like sexually assault like another celebrity.
That's true. That's the thing.
But then again, like, a lot of people get passes, too, nowadays. Chris Brown got a pass. Like,
well, yeah.
A lot of celebrities get passes.
I mean, if you're famous, they let you do anything. What the president says.
Yeah, you can grab him by the pussy.
So, there you go. It doesn't hururt anyone's career, ever.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
That's the biggest. I didn't even put that two and two together. Yeah. Post-Trump America is a lot of pieces of shit are winning.
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions is on top of that list, too. Mm-hmm. Not top of the list, but high up there.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say top.
That's crazy.
Still pretty.
He lied under oath.
Yeah. How's that not perjury? Sacred? Is that not perjury?
Well, it's because you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, that's true. He asked him a different question. He answered a different...
He gave a different answer to the question he was asked.
He wasn't asked if he spoke to Russia. He's like, I didn't speak to Russia.
Yeah. No, he was like... He's like,
is anyone in contact...
Yeah, he didn't say yes or no. He said, I forgot what he said. He said something like...
All you have to say is like...
He's like, if it did, it was bad.
Not to my knowledge or, yeah, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. Something like that. It's like, it shouldn't happen. Like, yeah, it shouldn't happen, but it did.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, on a brighter note,
mm-hmm.
both of his comedy specials are coming out on March 21st.
Oh, cool.
3/21.
Quick.
Two, which one do you watch first, though? That's the question.
Is there a recommended order?
I don't know.
Possibly? Oh. Will I get a different experience if I watch them in a different order?
We should do that.
Yeah, you watch one, I'll watch one.
Like, we'll watch them the other way around.
Yeah.
Like, one will watch them the other way
be
around.
Like, oh. Would have worked better the other way around.
Yeah. One of us is going to have a lesser experience. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Probably won't be able to even tell. No. There'd be no, like, continuity between the two.
How crazy would it be if there was?
That would be crazy.
Where you're like, hey, like, this is just the basis of all his jokes from...
Yeah, it's like, wait a second. This is actually the same special. He's doing this all the same...
two different angles.
Yeah, two different venues. What the heck?
Yeah.
Who is it? Did you see that Chris Rock... They did a Chris Rock special where, like, he did in, like, three locations.
Like, and they cut it all together?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was cool, but it was also weird.
It was weird, yeah.
Because just like visually, because they just cut, and he's like in a different outfit, in a different...
Oh, see, that's weird.
It's kind of weird.
You should have been smarter about that and wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, but I think that.
What
was
does he wear when he's doing stand up? T-shirt.
I think he just wears a t-shirt. Yeah.
I think normally when I see him, it's like t-shirt, jacket, hat, maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, but something like.
Remember when he was like a big movie star? Like it seems like there's a few years there where he was like in a lot.
He was
of
in
movies.
A lot of movies. Yeah, and he like starred in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, like Bad Company.
Yeah. He yeah. I think he's still pretty big. Like he's, he gets that Madagascar money, doesn't he?
That's the crazy
it's
thing.
It's a lot of money.
Poke it up, Afro.
That's what I'm saying. You can sit on some of these movies. Like Mike Myers, he's sitting on that Trek money. They're making more Treks.
That's the crazy thing. I don't even think they have to call him anymore. I think they're just, he's just like, yeah, like he just signs a piece of paper. They're like, can we edit your voice to say.
That's
like,
true. I think he said everything in the Shrek voice at this point. They can just edit him together.
You know. That's all he says. Like, that's half the movie.
That's why Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy's got that donkey money.
Yeah, he has the donkey money and the zebra money. Like,
that's why we don't. That's probably why we don't see Cameron Diaz anymore either. I think everybody from that Shrek world's like, oh, I'm sick. Like,
yeah,
Antonio Banderas. Like,
they're all sitting on that Puss in Boots movie. He got his own movie and a TV show deal.
Shrek's
after
a very rich franchise. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, because that was like one of the first franchises. Like.
Yeah.
That really paved the way for like Minions and stuff like that. Yeah. Where it was like, hey, we can include some adult jokes in this. Like Shrek had a lot of adult jokes.
Yes.
For a kid's movie.
It did. Yeah, that was really the start of like the animated. Like,
DreamWorks
crude,
animation kind of.
I guess crude? I don't know.
No, the Croods was a kid.
But saw my opening. That did Nick Cage didn't get a bunch of money from that though.
Yeah, like Emma Stone, all those people.
Although
like,
they are making that second one still, I think.
And a TV show, I think.
Yeah. But I think it's nowhere on the level of Shrek.
It was a pretty good movie, though.
You liked it more than me.
I mean, I think my expectations were so low for that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I was like, Nick Cage. Okay.
And then the Bumblebee movie, the Transformer movie, that's a Bumblebee spinoff. It has a director, Travis Knight, is going to direct. He was the director of Kubo and the Two Strings.
Do you think it's going to be in stop motion?
No.
I think he does a really good job of making stories that, or like telling stories.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Kubo.
So it gives me more optimism. At least it's not a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
But like. I'm not into it.
Do you think it's going to be on Earth? That's weird though, because
yes,
I think so.
I don't think.
I think Kubo was his first directorial debut.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
Yeah, every like, it's weird because like Zelda. I've been playing Zelda a lot.
Yeah.
Too much, some might say, but Zelda has such iconic music.
Yeah.
But there's one song from Kubo that I still like whistle. Like when I'm playing Zelda,
mm-hmm.
where it's like that, do 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 do, like, oh, it's such a good song.
Yeah,
like everything about that movie is so good. Like the soundtrack is good.
Yeah,
the animation, the art style is. What's
yeah, it? There's something about that movie,
which is crazy. I like Box Trolls a lot.
Yeah, Box Trolls is really good too.
Who do you think is richer, Tracy Morgan or Chris Rock?
Chris Rock.
That's crazy to me.
Really?
Because I think Tracy Morgan is so much funnier.
Oh, I love Chris Rock. I think Chris Rock.
I love Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan has like three jokes that he says over and over.
Make me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I think it's weird too. He says the pregnant joke every time.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Lifts up his shirt.
Oh man.
I think the thing is, a lot of people have funny jokes that are Tracy Morgan, like in Tracy Morgan. They're like, yeah, I met Tracy Morgan and. Took his shirt off.
The stories are fun.
I said, how would you like to put a baby in me? Like, or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, Liz Lemon, I think it's that. I think it's 30 Rock.
Yeah, I never watched 30 Rock. So.
30 Rock was pretty good. His character was great because he was very, it was Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
But his character's name was Tracy Jordan.
What a stretch.
And then he had his entourage, which was awesome, Grizzin.com. Anyways,
we got some. We got our first photo from the Mary Poppins sequel, Mary Poppins Returns. Got Emily Blunt dressed up as like Mary Poppins, very, very much the same outfit.
Yeah.
As the original.
I forgot what an ugly bag Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it's a very ugly bag. That movie's in swing, it looks like.
With Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes. In that one too. He is in that movie. Like I said, he's on a... Has he been in a movie before? Notable.
In my mind, off the top of my head, I don't believe so.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, his voice was in Moana.
Yes.
Which was weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, why is there such a distinct voice of like a character who we do not see on screen?
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan. That's my favorite thing right now. Is people are like, oh, I'm a big Lin-Manuel Miranda fan. I'm like, oh, so have you seen the show he did called Freestyle Love Supreme? And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, it's a freestyle rap improv comedy show that he made with the Indian guy from Pitch Perfect and another guy from Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
I think two other guys from Hamilton.
People like, when I say I'm a fan of his, I mean I like Hamilton.
Yeah. Hamilton and Moana.
Mm-hmm.
In Drunk History.
Yeah.
That Drunk History episode.
I love it so much. He should do every episode of Drunk History.
Yeah, every episode should be about Alexander Hamilton as well.
That's true.
I just want to see him get really drunk, which I don't think he would do because I think he has a child. Terminator 2 is getting a 3D release this summer.
Yeah.
August 25th. I apologize for my yawn. I was up very late, or very early. Wait, I was up late and early.
Yes.
Which is the worst combination.
Yeah, because that's like no sleep.
Yeah.
In that window.
Oh, I got like five hours.
Of not being up.
4 hours?
Yeah. Can you remember how many hours? That's how many hours you got.
Well, the night before I got a lot.
Evens out,
oh,
right?
Oh, I know.
Is that how sleep works?
Friday night, I got like five.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I have not been sleeping this weekend.
Damn. Zelda.
Yeah.
Zelda calls. It's
just, it's just call it constantly. I was talking about it where I can't remember another game I've played like this where it's just like, it was Fable 2. Because I remember when Fable 2 came out, me and Nick, one of our friends, were in class together, and we were talking about how awesome the game is and how as soon as we got home, we were going to play that game again.
Mm-hmm.
And then that game was so short. It like, made me so sad when I beat the game.
I don't think you'll have a problem with this game being
yeah,
short.
Judging from like my... That's the weird thing is like you've slowly seen me build over the last 3 days and how much has changed in your eyes.
Yeah, it's like all the...
Nothing.
All the same. Like, pretty much. You're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Just the venues are a little different, but like I haven't seen you get to a crazy.
There hasn't been any growth where I'm like, hey, Mike, look, I met these people. I was like, no, none of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's horrible. That's what they do. They said 70 hours of gameplay.
Yeah.
My head is killing me right now.
Oh, is it?
I have such a bad headache.
Oh, damn.
Anyways. Yeah, we were talking about Terminator 2 3D. And I was asking you before the podcast, off the air.
Off mic.
We were talking, well, technically it was on mic, but the recorder just wasn't on.
Correct.
We were talking about, I was asking if you were going to say this because you're the biggest Terminator fan.
Yes, I love Terminator.
And you said no.
Yeah.
Because you're not a 3D fan.
Yeah.
And then you brought up a point that I think I blacked out in my mind.
Yeah.
That we went and saw Phantom Menace in 3D together.
Mm-hmm.
Not just us. It was like a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big group.
Yeah.
Somehow, that was weird at the time.
It was weird.
Who people I would not consider my friends anymore.
Yeah.
We're supportive enough to go see Phantom Menace in 3D in theaters.
True.
Where I don't think many of our friends right now would do the same.
No. I don't think it would happen. If we wanted to see it, we'd have to go see it, I think.
Like just us two?
Yeah. Remember when they were going to do like all of them?
It's supposed to be all of them.
They're going to do Attack of the Clones and...
No, it was supposed to be all Avengers six.
They were going to do all six, weren't they?
I think it was supposed to be all six leading
before...
up to Force Awakens.
Was this after?
It was after.
What year did they do the 3D release?
No, this was before.
I think this was before that the Force Awakens, like seven was announced.
Yeah,
before
this
Disney
was before
bought
Disney
it.
Bought it because...
Yeah.
But I think after Disney bought it, they were supposed to proceed, but they didn't because of the bad ticket sales.
Yeah. Yeah. think that's what it was.
Which is crazy to me because I thought it was worth it to go see it.
In my mind, it was like I was hyped for it for some reason.
Which is weird because oh my God.
I think because like I like the trailers because I was like, whoa, they got Yoda and Darth Maul in this trailer. It's like, I know they don't interact in the movie.
Yeah.
But it would be cool if they did.
It's weird because I think I saw that movie in the same theater I saw Phantom Menace at midnight.
Oh, that's crazy.
Did we see it at Spectrum?
Spectrum. Ah, I don't know.
We probably did, right?
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to remember now. So I remember the venue where we got those the Star Wars art. Was that the same time? What? Where we got like the Star Wars brisk can? Like they had
that was the same time. That was the same to promote time, right? That movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
I still have all that.
Yeah, me too. I still got
which
the
is
brisk.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's like unopened. Ugh, yeah. I was gonna open it on my birthday because my birthday was the day after
it
expired.
Not oh okay.
Like that year.
Yeah, not now.
That was great. That's crazy to think how much money they put into that
campaign.
I
know. Like, it was a huge campaign. They were like a ton of trailers for it. That's why I was like kind of excited because they put like Darth Maul and Yoda in the same trailer.
And they were going to have like alcoholic drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were just 20 or 21 at the time.
Yeah. Pretty nuts.
Yeah. Drove all the way to LA for that.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. It was cool.
Yeah, they had like art.
Yeah, but it was crazy to think back.
Yeah, we weren't there that long.
No, we were only there for like 20 minutes, and I think we went and did something else, and then we left.
Yeah,
that's nuts. Yeah. So yeah, like, but you said you think it's just because of the fact that it's back in theaters.
Yeah, like even if it wasn't in 3D, it'd be cool to see it in theaters because I never saw it in theaters when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, I like that. If that's the reason they go back and 3D with like the metal, I was saying the metal guy they could do in 3D probably well.
Have you seen the liquid metal? Did you ever see the 3D show at Universal Studios? Obviously they had real people and actors and stuff too, but like,
I don't know if I saw, I feel like I did. I think, I did. I did see it.
Cause that was pretty cool.
They showed like the war, right?
Yeah. And then you see Arnold Schwarzenegger on a motorcycle come out, and he's like a shotgun and stuff. And like,
yeah.
I remember when I was younger, I thought that was a robot.
Oh, did you?
Because I was like, there's no way they can get someone to do this, like 8 hours a day. I didn't realize how little work, or like, that seems like a weird job to do, like every day. Like,
yeah.
You go there and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm the Terminator.
I'm the guy.
That's the weird. We've never. I don't think we've ever. Have you ever met someone that like does a weird job like that?
No.
Like most of the time, our friends have like normal jobs.
Those are so like obscure job. Like it's not very many people doing them. So like.
Yeah, but like we live near Disneyland. We don't even know any like performers at Disneyland.
Good
or
point.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think.
I think it's just we don't hang out with those because all of our friends went to college and shit.
I'm sure. Like, yeah. I'm sure we at some point probably knew someone. One of those people. I would think.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Actually, I took one of them to an audition at Disneyland. Oh, okay. That was so horrible. I don't know why I volunteered for that. I was drunk at a party and they texted me. They're like, I was like, hey, what's up? They're like, oh, not much, getting ready for bed. I have an audition tomorrow. And I was like, oh, cool.
I'll
like,
take you.
No, yeah, it was like, how are you going to get there? Or I think she might have said, like, yeah, my ride might, like, I might not have her, like, my ride might have bailed though. Because she was supposed to go with a friend. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'll take you. So then the craziest thing
is
I didn't, no, I didn't even drive to the party. So I was like, oh, shit. I tell my friend who drove me, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I just volunteered to drive someone at like 5:30 in the morning to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And then luckily my friend, who's a very good friend still, she was like, okay, I'll take you home right now. Like, we'll leave the party and then I'll come back to the party.
Wow.
She drove me to...
You really inconvenienced yourself to help this person.
Yeah, and then the crazy thing is the next morning, the person's like, no way. Like, because I had to go to Irvine, pick them up, and then drive them to audition. And then...
I ended up doing it,
and then I was like, just let me know when... Like, give me a time when you're almost done. And I think the Olympics were on or something. So that was my... She's like, oh, there's no way you should be up right now. And I was like, oh, don't worry. I wanted to watch this basketball game, like the U.S. versus Croatia or something.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's fine.
Oh, man.
The things you do.
That's funny.
It's very revelatory. I'm
don't drink really and commit to things the next morning.
Yeah. I remember I hit my head on an elevator, or not an elevator, on a garage door that night because it was one of those automatic garage doors.
Yeah.
And so I had to do the thing where you jump over the sensor. And
oh, when yeah. I
jumped, it hit me on the head and it hurt so bad. It made such a loud man. Noise.
That's funny.
Oh, good times. I wonder if the friend who, not the one I drove, but the one who drove me would remember that story.
You should find out.
I should. I'm going to text him. Tron news. Apparently Disney is interested in doing a remake with Jared Leto as Ares. And this character is, Ares, is never appeared in a movie, but appeared in the script.
Oh. That's so weird, because the third one, which was with the same people, was like shelved for a while.
Yeah, and that's apparently canceled.
Yeah. But it's weird that they.
But then, like,
to
the
Tron
director
back.
Of the second one and the first one, because mm-hmm. it was directed by the same guy.
Oh, was it?
Apparently.
Oh. Hmm.
Just like a few days ago, released information on like what would have happened to the third one. He's like, "Yeah, it was really cool, all this stuff." So.
Yeah, I think he was saying like, it was like they go to the real world or something.
Yeah.
Like, which was kind of what they were doing in the second.
They kind of set
were
one
preparing,
up.
Yeah, because they brought Olivia Wilde's character
into the real world.
Into the real world and stuff.
So yeah, that happened. TV news, Modern Family, season 8 is ending with no contracts for the actor.
Oh.
So
they're either looking for money.
They're looking either a big cash grab or cancellation.
Yeah. I wonder how their ratings are doing. That show has been on forever.
Yeah. It's like, well, 8 seasons.
That, yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But like,
because I think they have long seasons, too.
Yeah.
I think it's like 22 episode shit. Seasons.
That's crazy. Like, that's too many episodes. We need to, like, get out of that habit at all. Like,
Should we move towards more British?
I mean,
where it's like
maybe not fully.
3 seasons, maybe, of however many episodes they want to make.
There's, like, no consistency.
Whenever they want to release them.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that turns, for the most part, well, yeah, it's confirmation bias
because
we only watch the best ones. But I've watched British television.
Yeah, and they release it the same way.
No, it was like once I watched. It was like I think it only lasted one season,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it would have survived. I bet you if they made that same show in America, it would have survived.
Mm.
Which
yeah,
is weird to say
a
because a lot
show.
Of times that they try to do that and the shows don't last.
Yeah, I never know how. Yeah, there's a lot of bad shows that exist on TV, but then there's a lot of bad shows that get canceled, too.
Like, I'm surprised that New Girl is still on TV.
Yeah. Like, shows, like, seem to, like, live longer than they should.
That's the problem. That's what British TV doesn't
That's
believe
That's what
in.
It is.
Alexa, stop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because a lot of shows, yeah, it's like most shows, like, besides the ones that are, like, smart about it and want to do that. I don't think they have the motivation to want to do that most shows.
What do you say?
Like, Modern Family is going to run into the ground.
What do you say? It's Always Sunny is on the same course? This last season's been really weird.
Yeah, it has been weird. But, like, yeah, I guess it is on that course.
But I thought that one hate crime or hero episode was really funny.
But no, there's good episodes. But I'm saying, like, I feel like it's different for them because they could almost. They can stop when, like, I feel like they could also stop. Like, they may stop before they get canned. It's like the people involved, too, because they have so much control of it. On network television, it's more like the actors are going to keep doing it no matter what.
Yeah, because it's a payday.
Yeah, whereas, like, they can always, it's always saying they control it. Like, Louis, he controlled it.
Atlanta, he controls. Donald Glover controls.
Yeah, they control it, so they're not, like, there's a lot of shows that don't get canceled now, but they just stop.
But then at the same time, what was that show, Vinyl, on HBO?
Yeah.
Apparently that got canceled because all these actors were asking for way too much money.
Mm.
On like after the first season was done.
Yeah.
And that was like, if you look at it, it's like Martin Scorsese.
Yeah,
and
such big
what's
names.
His name? Mick Jagger producing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Cannavale. Ray Romano starring in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that show even, I don't know how they released a first season though.
Yeah, it must have cost so much money.
So much money. Just in music licensing alone.
Yeah.
It must have cost a fortune. And they added visual effects in a show that doesn't need like crazy, because he was like doing a bunch of drugs. Uh-huh. So like there's scenes where the whole city's collapsing around him and shit. And you're like, this isn't necessary.
Yeah, you can just show me him freaking out and I'll get the same.
Yeah.
Same
effect. But it's Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
So yeah. We'll see what happens. Video game news. Microsoft announces Game Pass, which is $10 a month. It's a $10 a month service to play and download from a library of over 100 games. And it's not just Microsoft games. That's our Xbox One and Xbox 360 games. But it's like from a bunch of
publishers. Once you download it, it goes away at the end of the month. You have to re-download or like...
No, as like long if as it's, you have the as long as it's... Account? Yeah, but you can download it, which isn't... there, like PlayStation has a similar service, and it's only PS2 games or PS3 games that you can stream. You need an internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
This one allows you to download them, and I guess I don't know how
you can play them where you don't have an internet connection.
Yeah, so after. I don't know how it works, but it sounds pretty awesome. Because I think that's enough. Like, obviously, my video game playing has like faltered.
Yeah.
Until this weekend, but.
That doesn't seem that much at all.
$10 a month.
Yeah.
That's two video games in a year. $60 video games in a year. And you have access to 100
exactly.
for a whole year.
Yeah. That seems like a good deal.
Seems like a good deal. Apparently, they've been working on this for 3 years and they finally announced it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's smart by them, it seems.
Yeah. That's how it's going.
But does it have like current game, like new games, though? That's the problem. It's not going to have like current releases.
Yeah, but honestly. I don't play, well, I know I'm like a lone case. I don't play a lot of like new games because a lot of the new games are all competitive.
Yeah.
And I feel like unless you're on like the ground floor,
mm-hmm.
then it just is a horrible experience.
That's true.
So that's why I bought Overwatch and I have yet to play it because I get anxiety worried about how much I'm going to die the first time I play that game. Which is a weird thing to say, but it's my life. Avatar is getting a video game, and I'm really excited for this for once because it's made by Ubisoft.
Okay.
Who makes the Far Cry franchise, which is one of my favorite game franchises.
Yeah, and so they're going to do like a whole open world of Pandora.
I assume so, and if they do it anything like Far Cry, even if it's just Far Cry with an Avatar skin, I will buy that game and play it.
That is crazy.
Far Cry is an amazing franchise, in my opinion, and it's so much fun. But maybe that just has to do with hunting, and you get to hunt in that game, and I'm a big fan of hunting right now.
Is the market for, like, crossover, like, movie
I read an article game? About this.
Okay. What did you find out?
What are you going to say? Is it...
I feel like it's kind of gone away. Like, when it happens, it's good.
Away.
Like, when it
has
happened,
gone away.
When it happens, it's good. But, like, it doesn't happen frequently because it had such a history of being terrible.
The reason... I read that it's gone away is because video game publishing isn't on the same cycle that movie publishing is.
Yeah.
So when you release a video game to cross over with a movie, if it's overly complex, I'm not saying if it's anything like Lego games, they can do it because those games are very simple.
Yeah.
But if it's like a brand new game, like let's say they did a Guardians of the Galaxy video game, they have to go on the same release cycle as... They have to follow a release cycle for the movie.
Yeah.
And that's really tough to do.
Yeah.
Because video games get delayed.
They won't get matched up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it takes longer to make a video, doesn't it?
And
like a good one, right?
Yeah, it takes longer. Much longer.
Yeah.
It took 3 years just for Microsoft to work on the stupid streaming service.
Yeah, true.
Which is like crazy.
Which doesn't seem that hard.
Because you're like, just Netflix. Just like make a Netflix.
Exactly.
But it takes, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So that's why like, this Ubisoft, they can do it because if I played Far Cry, I think it's Far Cry 4. I don't have. I think it's Far Cry 4 and then Far Cry Primal are like the same game, just a different skin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, if they put that same, use that same base game again and cater it to Avatar, it's gonna be fine. Like Primal, let me see if I can find a picture. I was like, That actually pissed me off a little bit.
It is so similar.
Someone posted the maps. So, this is Far Cry 4.
Mm-hmm.
This is Far Cry Primal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's nearly the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
So, a lot of people. That made a lot of people mad.
Yeah, makes sense.
But it is a whole new game because one takes place in a long time ago. And the other one takes place in the current day.
But at the same place?
You don't really know.
Oh, okay.
I'd say no, because I don't think Far Cry Primal has... Maybe. I don't know if this is all snow. This area is all snow in Far Cry 4. Anyways. On Netflix today, Amy Schumer, The Leather Special. Come back tomorrow for Reviewed Reviewed. And we have a lot of board games, because we played a lot of board games. And discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.